We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Advertiser. An extra 88,800 houses would be needed in the next decade to accommodate nearly 200,000 more people in Adelaide and surrounding townships, new population and land forecasts have revealed. A state government land supply report also estimates there are 168,624 subdividable blocks in existing neighbourhoods, which could produce a staggering 273,875 extra dwellings. Suburbs including Seaton, Findon, Parafield Gardens, Paralowie, Morfitt Vale and Campbelltown have been identified as hotspots to accommodate future housing, while the outer northern suburbs and western suburbs will be growth zones for new employment. But the report warns that better coordination and planning of infrastructure to support sustainable urban development is needed. If you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. Nearly a third of children in a junior primary class of 30 students at an eastern suburb school have been withdrawn by their parents over alleged ongoing bullying. Parents say their daughters were bullied by boys at Trinity Garden School and repeated discussions and meetings with the school failed to stop it. A parent of one of the girls who was withdrawn from the class said the tipping point was when her daughter was allegedly punched hard in the groin. This followed the daughter and the parents allegedly being unable to get support from the school after the girl was pinched and punched multiple times over an extended period. The parents said they were worried that this was ruining their child's start at school. The girl is now at another school where she has settled happily. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Adelaide's outer north has been identified as the city's next major employment centre by a new economic report. New state government modelling reveals 95% or 1,732 hectares of land earmarked for future industrial zoning is located in the outer north region, which is expected to account for 22% of new jobs created in industrial areas over the next decade. Adelaide's west region, stretching from Adelaide Airport to Outer Harbour, is the only part of the city where more new jobs are expected, boosted by thousands of shipbuilding workers moving to the Osborne shipyards. And Adelaide players and staff will be whisked away from Adelaide Oval on a private bus before returning home to self-isolate for up to 48 hours after taking on Collingwood. The first two rows of Adelaide Oval will also be kept empty for Saturday's clash as the Crows and Magpies prepare to face off under the strictest COVID-19 rules ever for an AFL match. Crows players and staff will also have to return two negative COVID tests before leaving isolation. After days of negotiations between health chiefs and AFL bosses, SA Health gave the Magpies the green light for 35 Collingwood players, coaches and officials to fly in and out of Adelaide. And that is your headlines from the Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.